Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's Friday. It's Thank Ruckets Friday, the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast. Look ahead to the weekend's action, and it's Heineken Cup, Amlin Challenge Cup once again. And is it all the fixtures are just the... It's like a double header.
Yeah, mirror image of
why
last
do
week.
Why do this? I don't understand why they do it.
I quite like it. I think it's good.
I do like it, but I just don't understand it.
Well, they do the fixtures, so Team 1 plays Team 2, then Team 3, then Team 4, and then plays Team 4, then Team 3, then Team 2.
Yeah.
Just kind of works like that. That's just how it works.
Yeah, but you would have thought, like...
Why not?
The mirror fixtures would be...
It's a good kind of gauge of progress as well. And like, you can make small changes in that one week to your team or your tactics.
This is one of the most intriguing weeks as a result.
Yeah, agreed.
But before we do that, let's just look back at again at last weekend's matches. And we're looking through our predictions because we took the English rugby teams that were involved and we gave our predictions for the game, some of them woefully wrong. Like, we all predicted Northampton were going to win narrowly.
Awkward.
Got hammered by Leinster, shows what we know.
Yeah.
But how did we get on then in the other fixtures and our predictions, Phil?
Well, we all picked Toulon and Saracens, predictably.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it differed. Me and Tim both picked Racing Metro.
Silly boys.
Ouch.
Jay backed the underdog Harlequins.
But you've also picked Montpellier. Me and Phil both went for Leicester.
Ugh.
Was it coming down to a wild card?
Yeah. Fortunately, I won this week.
Oh, really? Really?
Edinburgh, Gloucester.
Oh, yeah.
You picked Edinburgh, I picked Gloucester.
Oh.
And Gloucester were underdogs. So
Phil extends his lead at the top.
Oh, dear.
Can't let this gap get any bigger, so we've got to get our game heads on. Mm. It was a brilliant weekend of rugby. In fact, like, how was your weekend of rugby? You two are still playing. Phil, Sedgley Park, how are they getting on?
We won.
Again?
111-15.
What?
That's some win. And that's the week after your...
2 weeks ago, we won 90 points to 5.
And last week, you...
It was 38-28.
That's a good league as well. These aren't pushovers.
You started on the wing in a team that scored 100 points. You must have had a field day.
How many tries did you score, Phil?
You must have absolutely rinsed it.
Five tries?
Six?
North of six?
I'd like to think I did all the hard work and set up a few.
Go on.
Four, then.
I didn't score. I played 80 minutes on the wing.
80 minutes on the wing of a team that scored over 100 points. I'd love to know if that's ever been done before where a winger hasn't scored a try.
That's incredible.
In a team that scored 100 points.
Five players got 15 tries between them. It was two guys got four tries. One guy got three tries.
Backs
two
or?
Got twos. Scrum half, the other winger. Pretty embarrassing.
All right, then. Well, let's look ahead to this weekend's action. And again, it's beyond the scope of this podcast to talk about every single game because there's so many going on. So we're just going to focus on the teams involving English clubs in the Heineken Cup. So six matches we're going to focus on. We'll give our preview. We'll give our prediction as well. Every game has a bookie's favourite and a bookie's underdog. If we back the favourite and they win, we get a point. If we back the underdog and they win, we get 2 points. And we have a wild card for double points. So Heineken Cup, first game, Phil.
1:30 tomorrow. Toulon, Exeter.
Well, I can only see this going one way. What a great effort, by the way, by Exeter. 9-8 up at half-time and only narrowly lost.
Very, very unlucky. Toulon never really got going. They scored the one try, but Exeter winger, young winger, Jack Noel, looked very good. Apart from his terrible hair and terrible tattoos, he looked good
as a rugby player.
They look horrendous as a human individual.
Yeah, he's got like a... mullet with blonde spikes in it. It's not good look.
That's Jack Noel there. On
it is Jack Noel, actually. Apologies, Jack.
Leave my mullet alone.
Anyway.
Well, Toulon at home, it's only going one way, surely.
Yeah. Toulon, I think, will do what they did to Glasgow in Toulon when they put 40 points past them.
Well, I think Exeter are going to win, and you can put that down.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You're nuts. What are you doing?
No, I...
Sorry about
this. That's Johnny Wilkinson going, you're mental.
That would be an incredible upset.
Well, you know that Exeter always give you a solid performance, so Exeter for me.
Fair wow. Enough.
The next one I was going to do was Saracen Zebre.
No.
yeah, Saris will put them to the sword at the Allianz. And they're in quite a luxury bit of a position at this moment. They can rest a few players.
It's nice. It must be nice for them. Like, they'll obviously have one eye on the league. They've got these two back-to-back games where teams like Northampton are having brutal encounters with Leinster.
Yeah.
And they've got a nice, easy journey to Italy. And then...
And not only that,
bit of a team building, couple of days in Italy.
And they will do that because Saracens are notorious for not notorious at all, but they are known for going on, you know, going on the odd session, having a good time, building good team values.
Saris are obviously all over that. I mean, no one's going to be brave enough to pick a Zebre win for that one. What's next up, Phil?
So the big game, what are you doing tomorrow night at 6 p.m?
I'll be settling down to watch Leinster Northampton.
That's exactly what you'll be doing. I'll be probably on a coach back from Birmingham, unfortunately.
What will I be doing? Yes, I'll be watching that in the club, I guess. Oh, no! I've been in Chester. I've got a Christmas party. Oh, well.
Anyway.
You think with Leinster, probably will have more possession and territory at home than they did away, and what they could do with that could be devastating. I don't think you'll see Northampton losing as badly as they did at home.
No, I think
it'll,
that.
It'll be much, much closer.
I just think after that beating, the pressure might be off Northampton a bit now. They'll do well, but they won't win.
Might get 1 point out of the game.
Leinster victory as well.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, we're all going. Sunday's matches then.
So Sunday, the early kickoff is Harlequins Racing Metro.
Mm.
Now, if Racing put out their full team, or if they have some of their star players back, like Lydia, like Tonga Weir and Mujati, and if Phillips plays and Sexton starts, we could see a very different scoreline.
I don't think we will. I've not been impressed by Racing at all in any game that they've played in this year's tournament. And I think they're going to get an absolute pounding from Harlequins. And Harlequins, in a lot of ways, are very similar to Exeter, but with as much money. More money.
Yeah.
Possibly better players. I'm going Harlequins all the way in the big win.
I think I don't understand Racing Metro's selection, and they're now joint bottom of the table. Whereas they could have, if they'd have won, they would have been joint top with Clermont. I think they'll probably throw in the towel at this point and go, we're probably not going to qualify. So
rest everyone.
Let's rest everyone for top 14. So I'm going to go with Quins and say, doff my cap to Quins for their win last week, which I didn't predict. And in some style as well. So we're all going Quins.
Quins all across the board.
Next up.
Montpellier, Leicester.
1 week on. I still think Leicester will do it, though.
Montpellier.
Montpellier are favourites.
Although Montpellier aren't going to qualify, are they?
Yeah.
Because there's only the top two.
That's a very good point. So, it's the top one and the two best losers.
They're not going to make it. Montpellier have only got 5 points currently.
Yeah, so Montpellier would need to win all of their games
bonus
points to even have a shot at winning. So they're not mathematically out.
They're not mathematically out, so I should imagine they'll go for it against Leicester, and then they've always got two games to rest up if they don't make it, but they don't look like they're going to make it as a runner-up.
I'm going to go Leicester.
Come on, Marmouka. Do a job.
I'm going to go with Leicester as well.
Final game, Gloucester-Edinburgh.
Gloucester.
Yeah, Gloucester look good against...
That's a really dull game, isn't it, for the Heineken Cup?
Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it?
I mean, the kits match the spectacle.
That's
terrible kits, average game.
I played on a horrible ground last week. Give me Gloucester.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gloucester as well.
Gloucester as well.
Just saying that on the kits, we should have seen the Leinster-Northampton result come in, because Leinster is...
Oh, they were...
It's Canterbury.
Hmm,
nice classic stash. And Northampton?
Birder
Sports.
Was it their away kit?
No, they were wearing their home kit.
That's surprising. Home kit's nice, but their away kit, they deserve to lose a few games a year just because of the awfulness of their away kit. It's yellow, isn't it?
Ugh.
Horrendous. It looks like they're all working with heavy machinery.
Green yellow is horrible. Right, well, there's our predictions of the games. There's some other corking matches on this weekend.
We've also got to pick our jokers.
Oh, well, yeah. Wild cards. JB, first up.
Give me Leicester.
I'll go Sarries.
Oh, Zebra.
I'm going to say Leinster at home.
Well, there we go. Well, let's thank Rockets Friday for Friday. Enjoy watching the rugby over the weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday to debate the matches over the weekend and all the other rugby talking points as they happen. You can get in touch all the time at Rugby Podcast on Twitter, and we will see you next time. What should we have playing us out? I reckon. I fancy a bit of Ricky Flutie.
Oh, nice.
Oh, by the way, Tuesday, we have got the Ben Foden Christmas special.
Can't
rugby Oki.
Can't wait.
Ben Foden doing a very special Christmas song, which you'll hear on the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast come Tuesday. But this is Ricky Flutie playing us out at the time when Heather Small from M People came down to give him a singing lesson at Wasps.
Oh, oh, play, we play, play for London Wasps team. And very soon they'll know just who we are. And through the eyes of Sean, he sees rugby stars. Oh, when we play, play, play for London Wasps team.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.